ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
We welcome everybody to this ISKCON Tokyo. There's a beautiful new sign on the inside of the building just when you walk in. Is that Shyam Kumar? This was designed and created by Shyam Kumar. There's an old saying that a business with no sign is a sign of no business.
Therefore,
we have a sign on the outside and a sign on the inside. Because the reason this place is here is to welcome people from all over Tokyo. And from all over the world, everyone is welcome. As everyone is searching for happiness, and many people are looking for God, and this Krishna consciousness movement is meant to fulfill both of these desires. Actually, the ancient scriptures, bhakti scriptures, say that God or Krishna is the closest one to us. The Sri Upanishad says, Anyar eva hura sambhavat, anyar ahura sambhavat. Excuse me, says, etavaj tapajignasam. There's a way in which the God is far away, but He's very near as well. And He's the closest one to us in our heart. Our spiritual master who founded this movement, used to teach us, and still does, that every living being is sacred. There's a tradition in Judeo-Christianism
what is
called a moving temple. It's called a tabernacle.
Tabernacle
means a portable temple. It can be moved from place to place. Sometimes tribes of people who are traveling in the desert. Would take their temple with them. The deity would be within that little box. Even today, when we came here in the New Jersey airport, there's a meditation room. And inside the meditation room, in one corner, there's a tabernacle. It's a beautiful golden box. And some people come there and they offer their worship and prayers. But our spiritual master used to say that each person is actually a tabernacle. Because the body is just a moving box. We're walking around from one place to the next. But actually, God is inside our heart. And we are inside our heart. Right next to God. So, when we see someone else, a perfect vision means to see that we're seeing a walking temple. You can have a look at someone in the room now. Just see them with different eyes. They're not just a man or a woman or American, Japanese, Indian. But they're a walking temple. This is why in the beautiful culture of Japan, people bow to each other. This is a very positive tradition. The tradition of respect. Of course, sometimes we can forget why we're bowing. You can forget in any tradition why you're doing anything. There's nothing wrong with the ritual. It means to attach yourself to a higher principle. But it's important to remember why you're performing the ritual. Almost in every human culture in the world, there's some ritual that honors a supreme being. So the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is to help us remember the purpose behind these rituals and traditions. In this way, it's non-sectarian. Whatever religious background or cultural background one comes from, one can benefit from learning the science of God. And then, when one has studied the science, one can see the divine everywhere. And this is a real happiness. And the other aspect is that we all need some practice. Human beings like to have a practice. We can't just sit idle for very long and be happy. We like to be learning something. Anybody here learning something now? Something. Yeah, so there's also a course of practice that one can take. And it's given by very great personalities. Masters, those who have perfected the process. And they've taken the most important aspects of the practice. And they've presented them in a simple way. So that anyone can take part in a regulated spiritual life. And this daily practice, no matter how small it may be, is a source of great satisfaction for a human being. Also, there's an old saying that a fool can outsmart a genius. If the fool follows a good plan. There's a lot of very smart people in the world. But they have the wrong plan. Or they don't have any plan. But if a very foolish person comes and connects to a good plan, he can pass the genius very easily. So imagine what a genius can do if he holds on to a good plan. So this Krishna consciousness practice offers a very good plan. A great plan. And one can learn it and apply it to one's life. And then you can feel for yourself that you're making spiritual advancement. And this brings great happiness and satisfaction. There's a lot we can learn just from looking around us in life. One of the aspects of Japan that I appreciate very much I think the Japanese are the best gardeners in the world. This country is one big garden. In the springtime, you can see that every part of Japan is a landscape. Everything blooms nicely. And even in the city, you can see that in a small block on the sidewalk, you can see beautiful gardens. Let's hear it for Japanese gardeners. So, I've learned a few lessons from my own garden. Relate to the teachings that Krishna gives in the Bhagavad Gita. There's a way that one might think that I'm going to live forever. This is not very practical. Because the fact is that this world's very temporary. And one day I was gardening. And I was using a shovel. And I leaned the shovel against the gardening shed. And I came back 24 hours later. And a spider had built a web between the handle and the shed. And I looked at the spider and I said, no, not very good plan. So I have to move this. And then I remembered in the Bhagavad Gita.
で、バガヴァッド・ギーターのことを思い出しました。
Krishna tells in the 8th chapter This material world is constantly being created and destroyed. Practically says, in every day of Brahma, who's the engineer of the universe.
で、ブラマというのは宇宙のエンジニアですけれども、彼によって宇宙が作られ、そして破壊されていくんです、ね。
The universe gets destroyed.
そして宇宙が破壊されていきます。
And then rebuilt.
そしてまた作られるんですね。
And Krishna says, there's no place for you here that's stable.
だからクリシュナが、もうあなたにとってその変わらない場所なんていうのはこの世の中にはないんだというふうに教えてくれています。
So I very much related to that poor little spider. I thought, that, yeah, this is me. I looked at my house. I think my house is very stable, permanent. But it's no more permanent than that little spider web on the... In geological time, it's here and just for a few seconds and then gone. But I think this is my home. But actually it's not. And then one day I was in the backyard. And I was weeding the garden. And it was summertime.
でそれは夏の暑い日でした。
And the windows of the house were open.
でうちの庭のね、その窓が開いてたんですね、夏ですから。
And I saw a little bird fly into the house.
鳥がうちの中に飛び込んでいった。
And this is not a good idea.
いい考えではないですね。
Wild birds do not belong in houses.
ワイルドの鳥がその人の家には入ってはダメですよね。
So I thought, let me go save him. I'll to get him out of the house.
あの鳥をね、じゃ助けてあげようと、その家から出してあげようと思ったわけです。
With compassion in my heart, I went into the house.
そういう同情の気持ちがあって、お家の中に入ってったわけですね。
And there was the little bird in the kitchen.
そしたらその小さい鳥がキッチンにいたと。
I said, little bird, now I'm going to set you free. So I opened two more windows. And the little bird became terrified. He said, you're after me. And he flew into the next room. So I went into the next room and I opened all the windows. He said, you're chasing me now. Every room, from room to room. Opening the windows, gesturing, go out. All the way back to the kitchen. And finally he saw the opening.
でそのキッチンでもってその空いてるところが見つかって
And with great terror in his eyes,
でも本当にこの怖がりながら
he flew away from me.
その鳥は私から逃げていきました
And after that, I was thinking about the little bird.
でその後ねその小さな小鳥のことを考えてたんですね
And I thought, that's me.
それは自分だ
God is opening windows everywhere.
神様はそうやって窓をそこら中に開けておいてくれて
So many opportunities.
そういうさまざま大きなあの機会がどこ見てもある
They fly away. Go, go. You can come out.
神様がもう飛び出していきなさい飛びなさい飛びなさいって言ってるね
Like, no, no, no.
自分たちはいやできない
You're trying to kill me.
私を殺そうとしてるか
So, in the Bhakti scriptures,
Bhakti の文献の中では
it is taught that one who adjusts his attitude,
でその自分のその態度というものを調節することができる人。
To see every obstacle
で全ての障害物を
as an opportunity
そのいいチャンスとして、ね、見ることができるように
to come to higher consciousness
そういう人というのをより高い意識に高まることができる
is actually a wise person
そういう人たちは賢い人だ
And then one day when I was in gardening
である日またね庭仕事をしていました
I noticed that the kind of weed I was pulling on
でそのそこ雑草を抜いてたんですけれどもその抜いてる雑草のどんな種類のものかねちょっと気がついた
had some black sap inside
その雑草の中にはその黒いそのヤニみたいな汁みたいなのがあったんですね
and it got all over my hands
で自分の手が真っ黒に汚れてしまった
and I went and I washed my hands
でその手を洗ったんですけれども
and it wouldn't come out
その黒いのが取れないんですね
And so I looked on the internet what to do. And some apple cider vinegar and some baking soda. And it came right off. And then I was thinking about how so many bad habits stick to me. Just like sap, you can't get it off. Did you ever notice this? That there are, sometimes you pick up bad habits and it's very hard to get rid of? Please say yes. Thank you very much. Yes, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, the material world is a very sticky place. He says, in the Bhagavad Gita, 14th chapter, he said, as soon as you come into this world, that you get stuff all over you. You don't mean to.
You don't
try.
But
just by moving around in this world, sticky all over. Everything sticks to me. What can I do? It won't come off. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught. There's a solvent. You know, in chemistry, it teaches about solvents. Every substance can be dissolved. If you use the right solvent. So the bhakti scriptures say, all these bad habits and undesirable desires that come into my life. They require a solvent. And the best solvent is the transcendental mantra. It dissolves all the bad habits. It gets rid of all kinds of sticky, undesirable habits. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, every day you should try this chanting of the mantra. The word mantra, man means mind, and tra means solvent. It solves the stickiness of the mind. It reduces all the bad habits. So there's a couple simple ways that one can practice this. And I'll teach you a really simple way right now. Please hold up your right hand. You might take a look at your hand and notice that on it there are little segments on your finger. Do you notice the segments? Did you know what they're there for? Did you ever notice these? You know why they're there? It's for meditation. It's built in. That's what these segments are for. It's for meditation. Free of charge. Yeah, God gives us an easy way that we can do our meditation. Okay, now watch carefully and I'll give you one simple lesson. Take your thumb and place it on the middle segment of your ring finger. And say one.
Wow.
Ichi.
Ichi.
Now move it down one segment to the bottom of your ring finger and say ni. Now move it over to the bottom of your little finger and say san. Now move it up one segment to the middle of your little finger. Yon. Now to the top of your little finger. Go. Now to the top of your ring finger. Rok. Top of your middle finger. Nana. Top of your index finger.
Hachi.
Middle of your index finger.
Q.
Bottom of your index finger. Ju. Okay, now we'll do it quick. Start at one. Start at one. Ichi, ni, san, yo, go, roku, shichi, hachi, kyu, chu. One more time. Ichi, ni, san, shi, go, roku, shichi, hachi, kyu, chu. Everyone have it? Okay. Okay, so this is a way that you can count your mantras. If you've ever been to the doctor and the doctor gives you medicine, he'll give you a prescription. Take two a day, three a day. Finish it all. And if you follow the doctor, you'll get better. So same way, if you do your number of mantras every day, with focus, then you'll have a nice little home practice, spiritual practice. Shall we try it? Yes or yes?
Yes.
Okay, I'm convinced. Okay. All right. So put your finger, your thumb on number one. And we're going to say one Hare Krishna mantra on each segment. Are you ready?
Yes.
Say yes.
Yes.
Okay. And we'll do it together.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we've all done 10 mantras for the day. And that's a lot. Because even if you do one mantra, you can get great spiritual advancement. What to speak of 10? But since there's 10 spaces here, I recommend that you try doing at least 10 a day. And you can put a little check on your calendar. And this creates spiritual strength. Do the practice and count it. And after 10 days of doing this, 10 mantras a day, you'll begin to feel a little lighter. You'll notice that it's easier to make decisions. You'll be able to feel the divine essence of life. Because of the power of the mantra. So that's a simple practice. And now we'll just take a few reflections of anything that you heard that stuck in your mind. Because your time is so valuable,
it's
important to collect up a few points. That you can put in your pocket.
それを集めて自分のポケットに入れておく。そういうようなことを、ちゃんと考えるのが非常に大切だと思います。
If you walk out the door right now,
で、今ここから出てきてね、
and someone grabs you by the arm,
もし誰かがあなたの手を取って、
and they say, what was that guy talking about?
あの人何言ってたって聞いたとしたら、
what's the one thing you'll tell?
一つだけ何を言いますか、その人にね。
God gives lots of opportunities.
神様は私たちにいろいろな機会を与えてください。
God gives lots of opportunities. And I may mistake them for something else. Yeah.
Attitude.
The title.
How, depending on how we look at a situation, whether we benefit spiritually or we don't see
it.
Yogeshwar Prabhu mentioned attitude. I'll tell you what it means. It's a settled way of thinking about something. That is reflected in our behavior. It's a settled way about It's a settled way about thinking about something that is reflected in our attitude, in our behavior. So one important aspect of being a human being.
で、その人間であるというその一つのね、大切な面というのは
is that you can change your attitude.
自分のそのあなたの態度というのを変えることができる。
Because you don't see the world the way it is.
で、その世界をね、あるがままに見なければ
you see the world according to your own attitude.
そう、普通はそれあるがままに見ないんですよ。 自分の態度に応じてそういう色眼鏡というかね、そういうもので世界を見てしまう。
So you can make an attitude adjustment. What else did you hear? Yes.
So he talked about the bird.
All
the difficulties we face in the world is actually an opportunity to go out of this world.
For freedom, for liberation.
Yes, I have to learn about freedom. Sometimes when people open the cage for their bird, the bird goes a little way and comes back in. And it's well known that prisoners, when they get out of jail, they often commit another crime so they can go back in. Freedom is a big responsibility. So to learn how to use freedom properly, one has to grow spiritually. And this chanting helps one grow spiritually. What else? Yes.
Every human being is a temple and has God.
Every living being is a temple. Yes. Yes, this is what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita is true wisdom. In the fifth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives a definition of a learned person. Nowadays on television, there are people, they are called pundits. Some people are political pundits. They're supposed to know who's going to win the election. And of course, nobody knew who was going to win the election in America. All the pundits were wrong. And then there's pundits who are experts on terrorism. I've always thought that could be an easy job. Because you'd say, yes, sometime in the future there will be another terrorist attack somewhere. Just not sure when. If you can be paid for that, that's a very good job. And there are people who study insects. There's one man who's the world expert on grasshoppers. There are tens of thousands of different kinds of grasshoppers. And he knows every one of them. He's actually drawn a little picture of each one of them. He has a PhD in entomology. If you want to know about grasshoppers, you can call this man. But Krishna says none of these things qualifies as a pundit. He gives this definition. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastani shuni chaiva shupakecha pandita samadarshina. And that is that an actually learned person shows respect to every living being. Because here she sees that the divine essence and God is there within the heart of every living being. This is true knowledge. And it can be attained by this chanting of the mantra. This equal vision comes to those who chant the mantra. We'll take two more reflections. Yes. Yes. These little segments on your finger are meant for meditation, right? Yes, we're born with facility for meditating on God.
そうやってね、神に瞑想するための道具をわざわざもらって、このように私たちは生まれてきたんですね。
And actually, the Bhakti scriptures say,
で、バクティの文本というのはこういうふうに言ってます。
That this version, the human version, if you think it in terms of technology,
で、そのテクノロジーの面から見ると、この人間の体というのは、
There's different versions that you can get.
の、その体、いろいろなその、種類のね、体をもらうことができる、持つことができる。
Like there's squirrels and cats.
例えば、あの猫とか、リスとか。
Alligator.
ワニとか。
Possum. Many different kinds of birds.
で、いろんなあの鳥もいますね。
Oh, there's 8 million different kinds, different species.
800万以上もの、その様々な種類のね、あの生命体がいるんですね。
And after all of those, there's the human.
で、それのすべて、それを経た後に、やっと人間としての体が、体を持つことができるんです。
It's a very high, technologically advanced machine.
だからそのテクノロジカリに非常、テクノロジーの面でもって非常に高まった機械が人間の体なんですね。
Even more technologically advanced than the iPhone 7.
The iPhone 7よりももっと上かもしれない。その意味
で。With this human body, one can tune in to the vibration of God.
で、人間の体を持っているということは、その神のバイブレーションとその音を合わせることができるんですね。And
you don't need any extra paraphernalia. It's all built in. You just need a little practice and a plan. And if you apply it, you'll get the result. And if you just do 10 mantras a day,
10個だけマントラを言えば、
You'll find after 10 days
10日間したら、
that you'll start to see the power of this technology.
このテクノロジーがちゃんと動いてる、働いてるということをね、実感できると思います。
Say one more. One more reflection. Yes, two more. One, two.
あの、マシャさんの話の中で、その雲とか鳥とかいろんなあって。
So you spoke about the spiders and, the birds and, you know, different things.
計画する計画というのがあって、まあ、僕らもその人生の中でいろんなことを計画するわけですけど、
so、you talked about the planning. We plan also in our life.
何を計画するのかっていうのがすごい大切だと思います
。I really felt it's really important what we have to plan.
Yes, important to have the right plan. Thank you very much.Yeah. Everybody has to have whatever you want to make an advancement in, you need a plan.
で、その何でもね、自分をその成長して、成長させるためにはね、やっぱりその計画が必要ですよね、プランが。
Like if you want to be wealthy, what do you have to have?
お金持ちになりたければどうしたらいいですか?
Say a wealth plan, a wealth plan.
それは金持ちのプラン。
If you want to be smart, what do you got to have? Smart. If you want to be smart. You got to have a smartness plan. If you want to be healthy, what do you have to
do?
You get a health plan. And if you can't do any of these, what do you have to have? You got to have a can plan. So you have to, for spiritual life, you have to have a spiritual plan. So like in college, you may say, oh, I don't know what I want to do with my life. So students go to a career planner.
で、その学生はその将来のなんていうの、就職じゃなくて学業プラン。
And he looks and he says, yeah.
そういうカウンセラーのところに来ますよね。
Yeah, you should be a gardener.
その人がじゃあ、庭師になればいいとかね。
And he shows you how to make a life. So for your spiritual life, you can meet with a spiritual planner. Like Satyadeva Prabhu, he's a spiritual counselor. If you wanted to have a spiritual plan, you could go ask him and say, I need a spiritual plan. And he would sit down with you for a couple hours. And he would draw you a perfect plan. Perfect plan. And then you could just do the plan. And your spiritual life would awaken. So this is why this special temple is here. And so you can come here and get your own plan. And take it home and then work your plan. And then a last reflection.
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Yes. 1, 2. Go ahead.
This material world, when we come, as soon as we come, sticky.
This material world, as soon as you come in, it's sticky. Very sticky. It's like mango sap. If you get mango sap in your hair, it won't come out. That's why I shaved my head. There's a solvent that will take it out. So this chanting, you do 10 mantras a day? And it takes away the stickiness of the material world. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Last one.
So when you found a little spider between your shovel and your little hut, you talk to the spider, and so that means you show the little compassion to this little spider. So you saw every living entity that has soul. You saw them as a living entity.
Yes, yes, I saw myself in the spider. I felt he's in the same situation as me. And sometimes when I'm gardening, if I pick up a rock, there's all kinds of bugs that live under there. And the light comes in. They say, leave me alone, leave us alone. I just want to stay here under my rock. And I think, yeah, this is my life. Krishna calls me through the Bhagavad Gita. No, I have my rock. It's good enough, I could stay here. And so there's a way we can learn from everything in our environment. In fact, the Bhakti scriptures say that the environment talks to us. But I'm not listening. Instead, I'm looking somewhere else. The biggest event of the day. What is the biggest event of the day? The most amazing thing happens every day. It's actually mind-blowing how huge this is. And I don't even see it. The sun rises. What is it? I just said, it's in my eyes, I got to go to work. Think about what is the sun? And in the Bhakti scriptures, it is said that the sun is talking to you. It says, hello, I'm taking away your life. But then the Bhakti scriptures say, if you're practicing a spiritual plan, then your life is increasing. Because you start to realize that actually God is right next to you. And that you're an eternal being. And this material world is just a temporary place we're passing through for a few minutes. Where we're supposed to learn some important lessons. And that's all. So I thank you very much for using your valuable time to come here on a Sunday. It's the most peaceful day of the week here in Tokyo. And you all work hard during the week, many of you. But you came all the way here on a Sunday. Some of you drove long distance. So I want, please do a favor for me. Turn to somebody next to you that you don't know. Don't you dare turn towards a friend. Meet somebody you don't know, you've never seen before. You've never said hello. And thank them for coming here, taking their valuable time. Are you ready? When I say three, one, two, three, go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande. Nitai Gaura Haribo. 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo. Nitai Gaura Haribo. 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo. Javi Prabhu, do you want to play harmonium? I'll just take a low G.
This is Katoga-san.
Katoga-san.
My friend.
Hajime.
Doshiroshiku. Achita Gopi ga Sankirtan de shiriatte. So de koite. So shita kono chikaku ni. He's living close by. By chance. And we, he's a musician, so we became a friend.
Oh, nice.
He comes with the guitar and we play together every Sunday.
Tanoshikatta.
Yes.
What a pleasure to meet you.
Yes, I wanted to introduce
you. I don't understand
the Krishna yet.
It
has been 8 years since I lost my
sight. 1-2 years,
the time stopped
for me. But
since I came here, everybody made me happy.
And
now I love, I'm looking for Sunday. But I still don't
believe
God yet, but I love to come here.
So nice. Domo arigato gozaimasu. Tonoshimi.
I always talk about
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I'd like to thank all the devotees all over Japan for their hospitality. If you can hear me, raise your hand. 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 My wife Nirkula and I have been here for 17 days. In Japan. We come here because we're very attracted to the culture. We have many dear friends here. And we feel that we're leaving here better than when we came. So we're leaving tomorrow. And we thank you all very much for your kind hospitality. Now for the last kirtan, I want to teach you a special dance step. So if you all stand up for 1 second. You can stand normally, but now raise your two hands in the air. And now step the left foot in front of the right. Like this. And now put it back to the center, put it back to the side, and put the right foot in front of the left, and then back to the side. Okay, hands up. I will just practice back and forth. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very good. You're all very expert at this.
Yes.
This is called the Swami.
Swami dance.
So anytime you go to a kirtan,
キルタンに行った時にはね、
If you stand up and do the Swami,
でもし立ってこのスワミの踊りをすると、
Everyone will know that you're an old soul.
みんなはそのその、もう本当に古い魂だということが分かると思います。
So you can sit down for the beginning of the kirtan.
キルタンの始めを座っても大丈夫ですけど。
But if you feel like doing the Swami,
でももしスワミのダンスをしたかったら、
you can stand up at any time.
もう好きな時に立ち上がってこれやってください。
Nobody will stop you.
誰も止める人はいません。
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Kaivaloji, the next one down there, all the way down, that G at the bottom, yeah.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
Is dedicated to Mother Mangal Prabhu and Jamuna, who taught us this tune many years ago at the old Japanese temple.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Thank you.
Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, hey, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman.